Amar b'maiser, if somebody here takes off maiser rishon more than he's supposed to. We know maiser is supposed to be 1/10. You count 10 apples, and the 10th one is maiser. What about he counted 5 and took off 1 for maiser? He took off more than he's supposed to. So locher is peresu misakonim. Like the 4 that he put on the side, that's for sure he could eat. It's not tevel, it's chulin. That's very good. But a maiserois, out of these 10 apples, he took off 2 for maiserois. These 2 are mekukolim. They're mixed up. Which really means only one of the 2 is real maiser, and the other one is still tevel. So it's mekukolim. Now the question is, though, v'yamai, why do you say, though, that the peres amasukonim, neymar, why don't we say, kol shein b'zeh hazeh, hafil b'basach haseinoi? L'maiser, if you would have first taken regular maiser, that means you have 10 apples, you take off 1 apple out of the 10 to become maiser. So the other 9 is chulin. Now if you would have went back to the other 9 to take out 1 more for maiser, nothing would be. You can't take maiser after you already took off maiser. So b'zeh achazeh, you can't make 2 of the 10 to be maiser. So how come here, b'vasachaz, if you took out 2 of the 10, do we say it is chal? It's a question on Rabba. So Gemara answers, omalei, Rabba would answer back, shani maiser, maiser is different. The yitzel lechatzoyim. Because you could be make half of an apple, half of the chita, the wheat, to be maiser at a time. The yomer, if we would have said, tiskatsha palga de chitza kitsha, if we would have only made half of the wheat to become maiser, we could do that. So true, you have 10 stalks of wheat. So you take out 1 out of the 10, that's maiser. Let's say you wanted to say only half of this stalk should be maiser. You have a right to do that. And now you take another stalk, you could also say half of this stalk should be maiser. Therefore, in our case also, when you only counted 5 stalks and you took off 1 stalk, it's as if you said half of it should be maiser. Therefore, like the chaloisin are not stira, they're not against one the other. You could have 2 chaloisin, you could have 2 halves to be maiser. So therefore, now that you took out 2 out of the 10, we say 2 of these are, half of both of them is maiser, and the other half is tevel, that's where it's called mekukolim. For the Gemara, yeah, but I still have a kasha. For vahare maiser behema. There's a locha when you have new animals born to you, so you have 10 of them, you have to take off 1 to give it for a korban, it's called maiser behema. The lekel chatzoyin, you can't make half of an animal a korban. Only a whole animal could be a korban. The lekel bezech is there, and let's say you counted 9 animals, and the 10th one that comes out, that's maiser behema. Once you say the 10th one, you can't go over again and make another one maiser behema. You can't do it zech is there. And still, Rava says, what's going to be yotzu shnayim b'asiri? You are counting these 10 animals. And normally what you do is they're in a corral, and you let them go out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then the 10th one, you give a red mark on it, that's the maiser behema. What's going to be if you had 2 of them come out when you're about to count 10? Yotzu shnayim b'asiri. The koran asiri, and you called both of them the 10th one. Talochur is asiri v'yechadosu merovim zebezeh. So we consider like a maiser behemer is chal, and the 11th one is also there. So out of these 2 that came out at the 10th ones, one of them is maiser behemer and one is not. But our koponim, you see that one is chal min asofik. Why, according to Rabbah, since you can't do it zeach zeh, it should not even be mechal b'vasachas. So Gemara says again, here it's different. Shani maiser behemer is different. The isa betois. It's possible to have 2 animals with the kedusha of maiser behemer by mistake. It's not like, we're not like this. Koro lechi asiri. You were counting the animals, and you made a mistake. By mistake, the 9th one that went out, you called out the 10th one. Uli asiri chi, and by mistake, the 10th one, you called 9. Or else, uli echad asir asiri, by mistake, you called the 11th one, number 10. So what's the halacha? Shlosh to mekudoshes. In all these cases, lemaisa, they're also kaddish. The 10th one is really Kaddish, and these that you call 10 by mistake is also Kaddish. So Kitzah, since you see Maiser Behemah could be Chal on 2 of them, in Asafik, that's why it's not a stira like to have 2 of them to become Maiser Behemah. So therefore also, when 2 of them come out by number 10, we say there is a Kedushas Maiser Behemah. It's Chal. For the Gemara Harei Toida, there's still a case of a Korban Toida. That a korban toida is like a shlomim, but you have to bring 40 lechems with it. Now the lesser betois, there's no way to make a tois by toida, either it's a korban toida or not. For lesser nami bezachazeh, you can't do it one after another. That means once you bring your 40 lechems for this korban, you can't bring another 40. For yitma, still we learn like this: toida shenishka to al shemayim chalois. If somebody shechted this korban toida and he brought there 80 chalas. more than he's supposed to. He's only supposed to bring 40, and he brought 80. The halacha is like this. Chizki Yomi Chizki says, Kotchi lo aboyim etech shemayinim. Yes, 40 out of the 80 is chal, even though we don't know which 40. So when I suffered, though, 40 of these 80 is chal the Kedusha. So the quarter question is why? Rabbi says, V'vasachas neither of them should be chal. Salkamir is 40 Kodesh out of the 80. For Rabbi Yechanan says, Loikachi lo aboyim etech shemayinim. No, 40 is not Kodesh out of the 80. But I call upon him to cash according to the first man of the Yoma. Here we say 40 is chal. Tzemora says, Lamar says, no, lavit moralo, didn't we learn on this, that Omri Rabbi Shur ben Levi says, ha'kol moedim, everybody agrees, that kol heicho di yom akachi lo aboyim mitoich shmoinim. If the person said, I only want 40 out of these 80 to become Kodesh, kachi, then avadim, it's good. In other words, he knows the halacha that you're only supposed to bring 40 lechems for his korban toidah. Just he was afraid maybe something would happen to the other 40. So therefore he brought a good stock to have an extra just in case he needs it. But the maaser, all he wants to be chal is only the 40. Therefore, of course, 40 is chal. What about if he said, lo yikachu aboyim el'im kein kichu shemeinim? I do not want 40 to be chal unless all 80 is kodesh. If the person mashma clearly he wants all 80 to be chal, then the loch is true, like kochi, nothing is chal. But you can't have that. You can't have 80 to be chal. Like nechluku, where do they argue? Elabistan, a person brought these 80 lechems to the Beis HaMikdash, and he shechtes korban toidistam without speaking out exactly what he wants. So masava one holds, liachrayas komechavin. Chizki says the reason why 40 is chal, because all he meant to say is, that I want 40, and the other 40 is just here, that in case something happens to the first 40, these will be in place. Well, Masav, Rabbi Yechon holds no, that Lekorban Godel Komechaben, his mind was to make all 80 Kaddish, and that you can't do, therefore nothing is Chal. Now, so good, so the kids, the Peshat now Mishnah is, like Rabbi learns, that Kol Shein Nebezeach HaZeh, Afilu B'Vasach HaZeinoi. Something you cannot do one after another, they're asteris, they're against one the other, you can't do them together. Now the Gemara has a stomach question. For Rava, when Rava went to explain now Mishnah why you can't marry two sisters together, lo malel lishnu yikaraba. Why does Rava have to answer? According to Rabbi's Pshat, typically, why doesn't he answer like his own Svari soon going to say that there's a new Yisoid of Kedushin Shein Mesur and Lebiyaninu? Rava holds will soon see if you marry a wife and you're not allowed to live with her, so the Kedushin is not Chal. Here also, if you would marry one of the two sisters, if, let's say, in a suffix, one of the two would be chal, you wouldn't be allowed to live with either one of them. Because any one you're going to live with, maybe she's your wife's sister. So that's why the Kedushin is not chal. So Rava really has another reason in our Mishnah, why if you marry the two sisters, neither of them is chal. So Gemara says truth. Gemara says, L'dvar of the Rami Bachama Kama. Rava is just explaining how Rami Bachama would learn. But Rava himself has another Pshat in our Mishnah. The other Pshat is that blinds Kedushin, Shein Mesurim Levi, like we'll soon see. Itma, we learned like this. Kedushin Shein Mesur and Leviya. In this case, let's say you marry one of two sisters. You don't know which one of two you marry. They don't know either. But you stam say, I'm marrying one of the two sisters. So, minastam, we should have said, minasofik, one of the two is chal. You don't know which one, so you'll have to give both of them a get. So, no, it's a machlekes. If you do such a thing like this, now, lamaisa, even if one of them is chal, but you can't live with either one of them. Because any one you're going to live with, we're afraid she's not your wife, but rather she's your wife's sister. So you can't live with either one of these two. So Abayi says in such a case, heavy kedushin. Still the kedushin is chal. Rava says no, loy heavy kedushin. Kedushin is not chal. Now Rabbi Barahini said, asavli, I'll explain the pshat in Rava like this. The pasuk says ki yikach ish ish ovola. When you get married to a wife and you live with her. So what's the pshat in the pasuk ubala? So it means to teach us that kedushin hamasurim lebiya have kedushin. If you get married to your wife with kedushin, that you're allowed to live with her, that's called a kedushin. But kedushin shein masurim lebiya. If you marry such a wife that you're never gonna have a heter to live with her, how about if it's not married and she's a needer? That's nothing, because you'll eventually have a heter. But if you marry something here like one of two sisters that'll always be also to you, it's not called kedushin. Lo have a kedushin. That's Rav's new pshat. So the Kedushin has to be that she has a heyav heter to live with her. But in the case of you marry your wife that you'll never have a right to live with her, in Mitzara Issa, she's also to you, so then the Kedushin is not Chal. So this the Gemara is Tanan, we learned, HaMesaz Na Mishnah, HaMekadish Isha Bita, if you marry your wife, a mother and a daughter, Oy Isha V'yachos, or else if you marry two sisters, Kachas, you marry them together. So the Mishnah says, Einu Mekadeshes, you can't get married, neither of them is Chal. But the Diyik is, Ho'achas me'isho vita. Let's say you went to the mother and her daughter, and you said to them, I want to marry one of you two. And you sent them kesef kedushin, saying, we don't know which one is married to you. Or me'isho v'yachos, you go to two sisters, and you say, I want to marry one of you two. So then for now, Mishnah would be mashma mekudeshes, that you are married to one of the two. We don't know which one, just that you have to send both of them a get. So who, that's not like Rava. V'yamai, why is the Kedushin Chal? Kedushin Shein Mesurum Nabiya Ninu. This Kedushin is a Kedushin that's not given over for Bia. You'll never have a right to live with any one of them. You are marrying now one of these two sisters, and we don't know which one. So Minasafi, you can't live with either one of them, because since everyone you're going to live with, maybe she's your wife's sister. So this called the Kedushin that you have no head to Bia, so why is the Mashna from our Mishnah that the Kedushin is Chal? To Yufta the Rava, this should be a Kasha upon Rava. So Mar says, no, Omalach Rav, Rav answers back and says, Ula Taimich, according to your time, that you want to say the Kedushin is good, Eima Seifa. What does the Seifa of our Mishnah say? Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. It says, Maisa Bichom Mishnoshim. There was a case with five ladies. Uvehen Shtei Achoyis. Out of these five ladies, two of them were sisters. Now the case was again, Velikad Echol Kola Shotainim, a man collected a barrel of figs, for Shalem Oysa was there, the Shashviya Oysa was a year of Shemitah, the Yama, and the Chum said, and the man said, Harei Kulcha Mekadeshes Li, the Kukol Azu, I want to be married to all five of you with this basket. Now, the Yama Chachom, the Chum said back, what's the Locha? Ein Achoyis Mekadeshes. That the two sisters are not in the Pasha, they're not married to this man. But the Diyik is, Achoyis Hudiyen Mekadeshes. The two sisters, they are not married to this man. Honochrius Mekadeshes. But the other three ladies, they are taka, they are truly married to this man. That's what's Mashiach now Mishnah. Now the question is, Heichidami, what's the case talking about? How exactly did this man speak up and say the Kedushin? All right, turn over. Yeah, Heichidami, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the Omar Kulchem, that the man said in one Lashon, I want to marry all five of you. He said Kulchem. Then the question is, how could the Mishnah say that he's married to the other three and not to these two? L'chura k'ni at v'chamorhu. It's like somebody said, I want you to be kind of this and a chamor. V'at v'chamor l'kono. And such a thing is not kind of. That's like an example. Like the Rashi says, the real case here, the Gemara is talking about, if you want to give away a present to two people, you want to give away a present to somebody that's alive and somebody that's not born yet. So you can't be matna to somebody that's not born yet. So we say, if you say it in one breath, like, I want to give away these two things, one tim and one tim, so therefore neither of them is chal. Because you only have that to give both away together. And the one that's not born can't receive it, so since one guy can't receive it, the other one can't receive it either. See, also, if you say you want to marry all five of them together, so your das is either all five or nothing. So you can't tell me now that three of them is married to you and two of them is not. Because once two is not married to you, so then the other three should also not be married to you. If a person says, I want to marry all five, that's a lacha. I mean, five means all of it, and not half of it. So that's the lacha of k'ni at v'chamor. Like, I want to be kind of you and a chamor. If you can't get you, you can't get the chamor, you can't get the other one. Like, you can't get half of what I say. If I say a complete thing, I mean the complete thing and not half of it. So that can't be the case of our Mishnah, that he meant to be mekadesh all five of them together.